Welcome to What's Poppin'. My guest this week is Elena Navarra. Elena, did I get that correct?
Yes, you did, Pastor Mark.
All right.
Perfectly.
All right, Elena. So all you folks out there who aren't sure if it's Elena, Alana, Alina, whatever it is, it's Elena. And the way she told me was very helpful. It's an A and then Lynn and then A. Elena. All right.
That's it. That's correct.
Thank you for being on the show today, Elena. Aww. Can you please tell me how long you've lived in the area?
Well, actually, in the Newark area, I've lived 33 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Fremont, of course, is next to Newark. So, mm-hmm. And prior to that, I lived for 10 years in San Francisco.
Oh.
And I had originally moved from, Ohio and then to Southern California, but I moved to San Francisco in 1981.
Pretty quickly then, after moving out here, it sounds like.
Yeah. So it's just been really, really nice.
What brought you to San Francisco?
I had always wanted to live in a city, like a city.
Yeah.
After visiting Prague, where my parents actually met in old Czech Republic. I just really liked the city, and living in Southern California for many years, I was starting to visit friends, and my brother lived up here. Hmm. He played in the San Francisco Symphony.
Oh.
So I came up to listen to concerts and then ended up helping him with, he created a chamber orchestra.
Oh.
And so I got to come up two or three, sometimes five or six times a year. I would just drive up, and I really, really liked the city.
Yeah.
Things happened personally and professionally for it to be time for me to move on up to Northern California. And then after living in San Francisco for 10 years, at the end of that is when I met Charles.
And everything changed.
And everything changed. Yes. He wasn't living in the city, but he lived in San Bruno. Hmm. And we met at a ballroom dancing place.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Things progressed pretty quickly. And before I knew it, he was asking me to marry him, and I said yes.
And so at that point, you moved to Newark?
Almost. We were looking for a place to buy a house in Newark or Fremont. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually even know that Newark existed at that point. I knew Fremont was here, but we were looking around, and every time we were looking for a house, it rained.
Really?
So we decided, God is telling us something. I probably shouldn't be looking now. Wait until we settle in, get married, settled in.
Okay.
So we found an apartment, and then we discovered Newark. And
There ever since.
Been there ever since.
Oh, that's great. So you got to Newark, and you knew about Fremont already. How did you get to Prince of Peace in Fremont then?
I found Prince of Peace because after we got married, and then we were going to have a baby, my husband said, I know that we're not crazy about raising our child, whoever it's going to be, a boy or a girl, a Catholic. So you go find a church, a Lutheran church, since you're Lutheran.
Yeah.
Just visit and let me know where you feel comfortable and whatever. So I went to one other Lutheran church in Newark, and I thought it was really odd. It wasn't a Missouri Synod.
Okay.
I came home. I said, no, that's not really it. Mm-hmm. I looked in the yellow pages and found Prince of Peace. And I said, you know, the people were just so friendly. And it reminded me of the churches that I had attended most of my life. Not at the very beginning, though, because since my parents were from Czechoslovakia, we attended in Cleveland, Ohio, a Slovak-speaking Lutheran church. The whole service was in Slovak.
It's actually part of the LCMS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a Slovak, like, district, which is not a geographical one. It's just they speak Slovak, or they did at one point.
Well, I'll tell you, Prince of Peace reminded me, even from really a young age, of that system. And then, of course, the Lutheran church that we as a family attended in Southern California, in La Cañada.
Okay.
So I found Prince of Peace, and I really liked it. It was Pastor Mosley.
Pastor Mosley was
the pastor, and he ended up baptizing Veronica.
I heard he was a bit of a character.
He was a real character. Yeah. So Prince of Peace was, you know, was the spot, and we've just been coming here for a pretty long time.
Well, that's great. Switching gears a little bit.
Yes.
What was your favorite working experience or job?
It's hard because I had all different kinds of jobs, mm-hmm. but my very first favorite job was working for the French National Railroads, which is...
Were you in Canada?
No, I was in Beverly Hills, and I had always wanted to work in the travel business, mm-hmm. but when I graduated college, there were no airline jobs available.
Okay.
I didn't really want to be working in the nighttime shift on the reservation phone, yeah. which I found out later was the way to approach that.
How to get into it.
How
huh?
to get... Yeah. But I found French National Railroads because my degree was in French. I knew Czech and Slovak and a little bit of Russian and German. I thought, okay, this will kind of work.
Yeah.
And I really liked working that job because, too, I got to work with travel agents and wholesale travel mm-hmm. people who wanted to buy your rail passes, which I don't even know if they exist anymore. But the office sold your rail passes,
okay.
too. And it was as close to kind of traveling as I possibly could.
So Urail, think I've always heard that as U-Rail.
Yes.
But that's a pass then that works for basically all of Europe, correct?
Right, yeah. right. And into, at the time, it would go south towards some of the Mediterranean countries.
Okay, yeah.
But
I feel like it was still a thing at least back when I had a chance to go to Europe about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So is that recent? I think they still existed then. They may still exist. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Then to flip to a completely different arena,
yeah.
I really liked being a substitute teacher.
Ah.
I stopped working in the travel business after Veronica was born. You know, I liked the families that I met through mm-hmm. the elementary school that she was going to go to. And then when she started, and on my mom and dad's encouragement,
yeah.
they said, you know, you really like those little kids. Why don't you try being a substitute teacher? And I said, okay, you know, I'll try it.
How long did you do that?
For about 12 years.
That's a fair amount of time.
Yeah. yeah. And I could pick and choose what school within the Newark School District.
Okay.
So it wasn't like every day the same group of of kids. And as they grew and as they went through high school, it was really nice to be able to have these children who are teenagers and, hi, Mrs. Navarro, you are here now. I said, yes. And at open houses, they would say, Mom, Dad, that's Mrs. N. She's like the best substitute teacher.
That's great.
Aww.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that personal kind of connection mm-hmm. and interaction I got to have with the kids over the years, and it was great. And
sounds like a close second to working for the railroad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So last week, you had a chance to listen to the message. What are two things that made you think or sounded good or caused you to react in some way?
The message obviously has been, they've been talking about the resurrection and how everybody has a resurrection.
Yeah.
And I feel that there are certain gifts given mm-hmm. by God to me,
mm-hmm.
and those have been, for me, the most important ones are really the community of people who I have met and have become part of my life here through Prince of Peace.
Yeah, and your Christian family.
Christian family,
yeah.
And I had always wanted to sing. And I didn't get to do that until my mom passed away. I had time. And Veronica knew all during her growing up years, oh, I know, Mom, you should try out for the choir. Yeah. And I said, I did. And we have this great teacher, Kara Berg. She's so nice and so well-versed in knowledge.
Yeah, she knows what she's talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I feel that was my strongest blessing from God of being able to be part of that. I still really, really love singing in the festival choir
because
the people there are just, they're so warm and mm-hmm. so understanding. And
you're all there for the same reason too. Yeah.
Yes.
So one of those things that Pastor Zelt was talking about, how the resurrection is going to happen, so it affects everything we do now. And right. what we do now has meaning and purpose because we're going to have life forever with Jesus. So right. we're talking about the idea of being able to sing and yes. have that family now
yes.
is a reflection of the resurrection you're going to have forever with Christ.
How true.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
It is.
And similarly, before being able to be in the choir, I was asked a number of years ago, too, by Amy Riley to be a mentor mom when MOPS
yeah.
kind of was continuing here.
Yeah.
And I said, but Amy, I've never done anything like this. I've been a mom a long time ago. And this is for new moms. And she said, no, you just come on over, Elena. And,
yeah.
and you know what? The moms will love you. And it was a really, really great experience.
Yeah.
Then kind of COVID happened and
yeah.
kind of wrecked some things. But,
yeah.
but the connections with those young moms, I felt, wow, I think maybe I was able to help them. And,
oh, for sure.
You know, yeah. we had a really good time in those
sessions. A good functioning MOPS group is very beneficial for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How true. Yes.
So the last question I have for you,
yes.
I have no idea if this is going to apply to you or not, but I thought, let's give it a go and see what she says. And so describe your idea of the perfect pizza.
Well, that was actually kind of easy. And your follow-up question too.
Yeah.
Because I really like Mountain Mike's pizza. And the Everest is probably my favorite one.
Okay.
And that's because it's like basic, nice red sauce bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has a little bit of interesting, the meat is just enough spicy, what I like.
Okay.
But it also has veggies.
Yeah.
I like that balance.
It's like the balance of meat and veggies on your pizza.
So I really like Mountain Mike's Everest.
Mountain Mike's
yes.
Everest. I don't know if I've ever had the Everest before, although I have had Mountain Mike's and it's pretty good pizza for
a chain.
Yeah, for
sure.
a chain. Yeah,
sure,
for
sure.
a local chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now the other question
yeah.
that you were, in case I didn't like
pizza. In case
pizza,
you didn't like the pizza one, yeah.
It's a Czech meal, and I really like making it myself, but it's...
What's it called?
It's Vepřová knedlík a zelí.
Oh, yeah, that.
Because I know it in Czech first.
Yeah.
But Vepřová is roast pork shoulder.
Okay.
Knedlík are Czech dumplings.
For some reason, I think I knew that.
And zelí is cabbage or sauerkraut cooked with bacon and caraway seeds.
Well, that sounds delicious. I like sauerkraut, and putting bacon and caraway seeds sounds just delicious. Yeah.
And you have to have beer with it.
That also makes sense. Like a pilsner of some sort?
Yes, that's correct. Right.
Sounds like it'd be very refreshing. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are, you know, pretty even.
Those even for you, yeah.
Even for me.
Yeah. So folks who are listening to this, when I gave her the question about the pizza, it's like, I'm not sure if you even eat pizza. So if you don't order the pizza question, what's your favorite meal? And so she explained her favorite meal was the Czech one, which sounds quite delicious, actually. Yes. Well, Elena, thank you so much for coming on, taking the time to come out here today and be on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. It's wonderful to have you as a pastor at Prince of Peace, Pastor Mark.
I
really,
thank
really,
you.
Really am very happy that you're here with us.
Appreciate that.